This is the Bahasa Inggris Kertas 4 listening test.
There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1.
You hear 2 friends, Honey and Alia, talking about some mobile phone apps.
Alia, the photos on your phone are amazing. How do you do that?
Thanks, Honey. I use an app where I can create wonderful effects with it. I can also add some words to the photos.
Can I use it for videos?
Yes, but I don't think the insert text function works for videos.
I need to include some titles in my videos. I've got some awesome music videos.
Now, listen again.
Alia, the photos on your phone are amazing. How do you do that?
Thanks, Honey. I use an app where I can create wonderful effects with it. I can also add some words to the photos.
Can I use it for videos?
Yes, but I don't think the insert text function works for videos.
I need to include some titles in my videos. I've got some awesome music videos.
Question 2.
You hear a conversation between 2 boys who want to raise funds for a camp they want to attend.
I really want to go to this camp, but I don't have enough money.
Let's do something about it. We can tidy our neighbors' garages.
Who would want us to do that? Why don't we sell bottles and cans to the recycling center?
We can do the same with newspapers too.
Or we can also put up a stall and sell cookies.
I doubt we can earn much from that.
True.
Now listen again.
I really want to go to this camp, but I don't have enough money.
Let's do something about it. We can tidy our neighbors' garages.
Who would want us to do that? Why don't we sell bottles and cans to the recycling center?
We can do the same with newspapers too.
Or we can also put up a stall and sell cookies.
I doubt we can earn much from that.
True.
Question 3.
You hear part of a conversation between a girl and her father about her monthly pocket money.
Dad, I need extra pocket money. I'm planning a day out with my friend next week. It's a birthday, so we'd like to go for lunch and a movie after. I've saved up some money for that. I've bought her something special too. I've some left, but not enough to buy new revision books for the examination. Do you think you can help me out?
Now, listen again.
Dad, I need extra pocket money. I'm planning a day out with my friend next week. It's a birthday, so we'd like to go for lunch and a movie after. I've saved up some money for that. I've bought her something special too. I've some left, but not enough to buy new revision books for the examination. Do you think you can help me out?
Question 4.
You hear a student giving a review of a book called Limitless that she has read.
Limitless is a fantastic book, not least because of its messages. The main character, Ali, showed his courage and determination to overcome his challenges. The writer focused on Ali's journey rather than his destination, which was truly meaningful. However, what impressed me above all else was how the book showed the way to treasure the people around us. It also taught me the value of finding peace and happiness in our everyday lives.
Now, listen again.
Limitless is a fantastic book, not least because of its messages. The main character, Ali, showed his courage and determination to overcome his challenges. The writer focused on Ali's journey rather than his destination, which was truly meaningful. However, what impressed me above all else was how the book showed the way to treasure the people around us. It also taught me the value of finding peace and happiness in our everyday lives.
Question 5.
You hear a brother and sister, Osman and Aini, talking about an airline promotion.
Aini, look at this advert. It's a flight promotion to Langkawi.
The school holidays are coming soon. Do you think Dad will take us there for a change?
I've heard fantastic things about the beach there. I would love to see it.
The fare is 69 ringgit. It's lower than their usual prices.
We should go and ask Dad now. There are only a few seats left.
Now, listen again.
Aini, look at this advert. It's a flight promotion to Langkawi.
The school holidays are coming soon. Do you think Dad will take us there for a change?
I've heard fantastic things about the beach there. I would love to see it.
The fare is 69 ringgit. It's lower than their usual prices.
We should go and ask Dad now. There are only a few seats left.
Question 6.
You hear a customer making a complaint about a camera she bought online.
I'm unhappy with the camera I got today. In your advertisement, you stated that it was a new model, but I received an old one. I was also promised a special gift if I used a voucher code, which I did. The gift isn't in the package. I'm not bothered about that or the scratches I noticed on the camera, but I feel cheated. I want my money back.
Now, listen again.
I'm unhappy with the camera I got today. In your advertisement, you stated that it was a new model, but I received an old one. I was also promised a special gift if I used a voucher code, which I did. The gift isn't in the package. I'm not bothered about that or the scratches I noticed on the camera, but I feel cheated. I want my money back.
Question 7.
You hear a promoter talking about a new drink.
Have you heard about our latest drink, Choco Choco? You can spot it easily in the supermarket because of the big gold letters written on the bottle. Get it now for 10 ringgit each, and you're eligible for a 50% discount on the next bottle. You'll love its heavenly smooth taste, which you can't find anywhere else, inviting you to have more of it. Buy it now before it gets sold out.
Now, listen again.
Have you heard about our latest drink, Choco Choco? You can spot it easily in the supermarket because of the big gold letters written on the bottle. Get it now for 10 ringgit each, and you're eligible for a 50% discount on the next bottle. You'll love its heavenly smooth taste, which you can't find anywhere else, inviting you to have more of it. Buy it now before it gets sold out.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.
Questions 8 to 15. You will hear Grace talking about using her skills to save someone.
For questions 8 to 15, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
My parents would complain a lot when I spent most of my time playing video games. I had a lot of energy and was restless most of the time. Over time, playing games felt boring to me, and I still needed some kind of distraction to fill my time. It never crossed my mind to learn something useful that could be beneficial to others besides myself. I asked my brother how he managed to stay busy and fulfilled. He loves doing art therapy for the children in hospital. He even does videos teaching art techniques. I am not artistic, and I am camera shy. Those options were out. However, the idea of being able to help others was intriguing. He recommended that I took first aid training at the hospital he was volunteering. I learned basic life support skills like CPR, and what to do if someone is choking, and other first aid related topics, such as how to treat wounds and burns. They taught us through theory presentations, practical sessions and lifelike simulations. I was equipped with the skills to help someone, but it was not like I wished for anyone to get injured so I could help them. Honestly, I thought there would not be a day that I would ever use my skills. Boy, was I wrong. One day, I witnessed an accident. An elderly woman crossed the road without really looking and an oncoming car hit her. For a moment, I thought I was in a nightmare. I rushed to her side without hesitation. I immediately dropped to my knees and checked to see if she was breathing. I could not feel any heartbeat, so I performed CPR on the unconscious woman. Throughout the whole process, I heard myself begging, "Auntie, can you hear me?" In hopes of waking her up, I could hear the thuds on her chest. I wasn't aware of anything else. The woman's eyes fluttered as she regained consciousness. I did not know how much time had passed before the blare of sirens and the traffic sounds filled my head. The first responders took over and rushed the woman to the hospital. And I went home feeling shaky, thankful, and overwhelmed. No matter how much a person prepares for a situation like this, you are never fully sure of the outcome when the time comes to help.
Now, listen again.
My parents would complain a lot when I spent most of my time playing video games. I had a lot of energy and was restless most of the time. Over time, playing games felt boring to me, and I still needed some kind of distraction to fill my time. It never crossed my mind to learn something useful that could be beneficial to others besides myself. I asked my brother how he managed to stay busy and fulfilled. He loves doing art therapy for the children in hospital. He even does videos teaching art techniques. I am not artistic, and I am camera shy. Those options were out. However, the idea of being able to help others was intriguing. He recommended that I took first aid training at the hospital he was volunteering. I learned basic life support skills like CPR, and what to do if someone is choking, and other first aid related topics, such as how to treat wounds and burns. They taught us through theory presentations, practical sessions and lifelike simulations. I was equipped with the skills to help someone, but it was not like I wished for anyone to get injured so I could help them. Honestly, I thought there would not be a day that I would ever use my skills. Boy, was I wrong. One day, I witnessed an accident. An elderly woman crossed the road without really looking and an oncoming car hit her. For a moment, I thought I was in a nightmare. I rushed to her side without hesitation. I immediately dropped to my knees and checked to see if she was breathing. I could not feel any heartbeat, so I performed CPR on the unconscious woman. Throughout the whole process, I heard myself begging, "Auntie, can you hear me?" In hopes of waking her up, I could hear the thuds on her chest. I wasn't aware of anything else. The woman's eyes fluttered as she regained consciousness. I did not know how much time had passed before the blare of sirens and the traffic sounds filled my head. The first responders took over and rushed the woman to the hospital. And I went home feeling shaky, thankful, and overwhelmed. No matter how much a person prepares for a situation like this, you are never fully sure of the outcome when the time comes to help.
That is the end of part 2. Now, turn to part 3.
You will hear 5 short extracts in which teenagers talk about studying from home or online learning during a pandemic. Choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. Answer all the questions. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Speaker 1.
I miss my coursemates and having interactions with them during breaks. We all need to meet up with friends and share some laughs or tears. I find that would make for better social interaction. It isn't the same as sending text messages. I am mostly lacking contact with people. I miss going to school as I prefer having interactions with friends.
Speaker 2.
I don't have to spend time traveling to school as I live far from home. I can use that time to read and work on my projects. My productivity has improved by leaps and bounds with the switch to online learning. I don't find it hard to follow the lessons outlined. To me, online learning can help us gain the skill of adapting to change. This is a lifelong learning.
Speaker 3.
During a lockdown, we can be more efficient by adopting a strict plan. Discipline is extremely crucial. You can prepare a timetable and stick to it as closely as possible. To be efficient at online learning, you need to plan your time well to avoid missing out on lessons. Thus, everything will be in order and follow suit.
Speaker 4.
I think the face of education will change completely due to the pandemic. Most of the things that were impossible to do in the past can now be done. Anything is possible with online learning. In the future, when students cannot attend classes or sit for examinations physically, we can give them opportunities to do so, using what we have learned during the time of this pandemic.
Speaker 5.
I think online lessons are better structured than I expected. I don't really see a difference between the online and traditional classroom lessons. Group work is done in separate slots. We have allocations of time slots for those discussions. When the time is over, we join the general slot to continue with the class.
Now, listen again. Speaker 1.
I miss my coursemates and having interactions with them during breaks. We all need to meet up with friends and share some laughs or tears. I find that would make for better social interaction. It isn't the same as sending text messages. I am mostly lacking contact with people. I miss going to school as I prefer having interactions with friends.
Speaker 2.
I don't have to spend time traveling to school as I live far from home. I can use that time to read and work on my projects. My productivity has improved by leaps and bounds with the switch to online learning. I don't find it hard to follow the lessons outlined. To me, online learning can help us gain the skill of adapting to change. This is a lifelong learning.
Speaker 3.
During a lockdown, we can be more efficient by adopting a strict plan. Discipline is extremely crucial. You can prepare a timetable and stick to it as closely as possible. To be efficient at online learning, you need to plan your time well to avoid missing out on lessons. Thus, everything will be in order and follow suit.
Speaker 4.
I think the face of education will change completely due to the pandemic. Most of the things that were impossible to do in the past can now be done. Anything is possible with online learning. In the future, when students cannot attend classes or sit for examinations physically, we can give them opportunities to do so, using what we have learnt during the time of this pandemic.
Speaker 5.
I think online lessons are better structured than I expected. I don't really see a difference between the online and traditional classroom lessons. Group work is done in separate slots. We have allocations of time slots for those discussions. When the time is over, we join the general slot to continue with the class.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.
You will hear a girl, Olivia, talking about her holiday.
For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hey Olivia, how was your holiday?
Great. My family and I just got back from Queenstown, New Zealand. It was amazing.
Can you tell me more about your trip to Queenstown?
Sure. Have you ever been to New Zealand?
No.
I see. So New Zealand is sort of like Malaysia. Malaysia has East and West Malaysia, whereas New Zealand consists of North Island and South Island. I went to Queenstown, which was located in the South Island. Queenstown is known for its beautiful nature, so we spent most of our time outdoors.
What did you do?
We didn't want to start off our holiday with anything too exciting, so we didn't go bungee jumping or anything like that. On our first day in Queenstown, we drove to a lake and enjoyed an afternoon picnic there. The weather was a little chilly at about 20 degrees Celsius.
20 degrees is freezing.
You'll get used to it after a while. 20 degrees is quite comfortable if you're sitting in the afternoon sun.
What else did you do?
On the second day, we planned something a little more exciting. We went on a short cruise. Halfway through the cruise, the tour guide said in an excited voice, "Everyone, please gather at the right side of the cruise ship immediately." Guess what? You might think we saw some dolphins, but no. A family of penguins came to say hi. They were swimming in the crystal clear water right next to our cruise ship. My phone was out of battery, so I couldn't take a picture. My sister was enjoying the view and Dad went to the toilet and missed the whole thing. Luckily, Mom was able to take a few shots and shared them on the family chat.
That must be the highlight of your trip.
I thought so too, until the third day. We went skydiving. It's the sport of jumping out of a plane using a parachute.
Wow, skydiving! Any tips or tricks?
When you go skydiving, make sure you eat a light meal in the morning. Never go on an empty stomach.
How did the jump go? I've never done skydiving before.
Right before the jump, I could feel my heart beating much faster than usual. I was going to change my mind and skip my jump, but the instructor already came over with the skydiving equipment. She strapped some equipment onto both of us and told me to relax. Then, we jumped out the plane together.
Wow, what an exciting feeling! I could hear a constant loud rush of the wind.
It sounded like a tropical storm in my ears. Next was the smell. I smelled cool, fresh air, like the kind of air you smell on top of a mountain. Then, I realized I was looking at the world from a bird's point of view. I could see everything far, far away. The fields, the trees, the rivers, the cars. Everything looked tiny from high above. Shortly after, my instructor pulled open our parachute and everything slowed down to a peaceful glide.
What went through your mind? How did you feel when you were skydiving?
I think it's different for everyone. My sister felt free, but I felt confident. I realized that I could do all the things that once scared me and held me back.
Wow, what a feeling. Maybe I will go skydiving one day too.
Absolutely. If you get the chance to do it, I really think you should. Even I want to do it again.
Now, listen again.
Hey, Olivia. How was your holiday? Great. My family and I just got back from Queenstown, New Zealand. It was amazing.
Can you tell me more about your trip to Queenstown?
Sure. Have you ever been to New Zealand?
No.
I see. So, New Zealand is sort of like Malaysia. Malaysia has East and West Malaysia, whereas New Zealand consists of North Island and South Island. I went to Queenstown, which was located in the South Island. Queenstown is known for its beautiful nature, so we spent most of our time outdoors.
What did you do?
We didn't want to start off our holiday with anything too exciting, so we didn't go bungee jumping or anything like that. On our first day in Queenstown, we drove to a lake and enjoyed an afternoon picnic there. The weather was a little chilly at about 20 degrees Celsius.
20 degrees is freezing!
You'll get used to it after a while. 20 degrees is quite comfortable if you're sitting in the afternoon sun.
What else did you do?
On the second day, we planned something a little more exciting. We went on a short cruise. Halfway through the cruise, the tour guide said in an excited voice, "Everyone, Please gather at the right side of the cruise ship immediately. Guess what? You might think we saw some dolphins, but no. A family of penguins came to say hi. They were swimming in the crystal clear water right next to our cruise ship. My phone was out of battery, so I couldn't take a picture. My sister was enjoying the view and Dad went to the toilet and missed the whole thing. Luckily, Mom was able to take a few shots and shared them on the family chat. That must be the highlight of your trip. I thought so too, until the third day. We went skydiving. It's the sport of jumping out of a plane using a parachute. Wow, skydiving! Any tips or tricks? When you go skydiving, make sure you eat a light meal in the morning. Never go on an empty stomach. How did the jump go? I've never done skydiving before. Right before the jump, I could feel my heart beating much faster than usual. I was going to change my mind and skip my jump, but the instructor already came over with the skydiving equipment. She strapped some equipment onto both of us and told me to relax. Then, we jumped out the plane together. Wow, what an exciting feeling! I could hear a constant loud rush of the wind. It sounded like a tropical storm in my ears. Next was the smell. I smelled cool, fresh air, like the kind of air you smell on top of a mountain. Then, I realized I was looking at the world from a bird's point of view. I could see everything far, far away. The fields, the trees, the rivers, the cars. Everything looked tiny from high above. Shortly after, my instructor pulled open our parachute and everything slowed down to a peaceful glide. What went through your mind? How did you feel when you were skydiving? I think it's different for everyone. My sister felt free, but I felt confident. I realized that I could do all the things that once scared me and held me back. Wow, what a feeling. Maybe I will go skydiving one day too. Absolutely. If you get the chance to do it, I really think you should. Even I want to do it again.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have 1 more minute. That is the end of the test. Please stop.